Look, let's go. Adam Simpson has commenced his press conference.
To come through in that last quarter was really pleasing. We've got a lot of work to do off the first quarter. You know, basic turnovers. And we knew St Kilda would put a lot of pressure on. That's in their DNA. And we knew that when they sustain it, they're really hard to crack. So it took us to the last 15 minutes. I think that first quarter they had 14 inside 50s for 13 shots a goal. So the damage was done in the first quarter, but we hung in there and reasonably happy with the last quarter's effort to get over the line and find a way to win. But I think you guys have underestimated what St Kilda can do this year.
What did you make of their scoring efficiency once they did go inside 50? I think it was something like 32 from 45 entries.
Was it? Okay. I thought in the first quarter in particular there was just basic turnovers. They might have kicked 7 goals from forward 50 turnovers or stoppages. I think we might have been pretty high as well. So for a game that felt tight all night and momentum shifts here and there occurred, it was high scoring. So quite often those games are just a low scoring, bit of a grind. And for both teams to get around 100 points, it was an interesting game.
Kennedy had one goal from 3 disposals at 3-quarter time. Did you sense anything like that was going to happen?
Oh, he's an A-grade player. I don't think the supply was there for him throughout the night, really. So, and that was a credit to St Kilda and what they were doing, and also the way we were moving the ball didn't help JK. But in the last quarter, we got a bit of supply and a bit of incendiary out of the centre as well. So those sort of things combined for when you're a full forward, it's hard to kick goals when you haven't got supply.
Just to follow up on your point on St Kilda, do they look like a finals team to you this season?
Oh, look, there has to be what everyone is still capable of playing finals at the moment. Like it is that tight, and it's the first thing I said to the players. To think anyone knows how this season is going to go, they're kidding themselves. There's sides who on their day can beat anyone. And we're one of them, and so are St Kilda. So, and so will be Richmond next week, who've won 2 in a row. So it's just one of those years. So we're really happy that we had the maturity to get through tonight, because these games add up.
On the back of North last week as well, are you concerned about being exposed a bit defensively?
At stages, yeah. Yeah, I think the one area we can improve is our defence, not necessarily our back six. It's probably our team defence. But having said that, to concede the goals from our forward 50 stoppages, from kick-ins where they just go direct to opposition, they're fixable things. And we're lucky it hasn't cost us a game in the first 2 rounds. I think scoring, obviously they had more scoring shots tonight, but I still think we deserve to win.
Some guys have made the mistakes like McGovern or Hearn. It's uncharacteristic for them, so do you just write that off as a bad game?
Yeah, I think decision was the right one. Execution was poor. So when you've got good talent in the back half that can use the ball, you've got to back it in. So if anything, we went into our shell after that and played into their hands a little bit with their pressure and what they can do. And yeah, we worked our way through it though.
Yeah, pleased for you that Elliot Yeo backed up a good performance last week with another nearly probably best of field game for you guys.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, pretty good down back. And like I said, you look at individuals down back and there was some real winners down there. But to concede what we did as a team was disappointing. But yeah, Yeo, he wants to redeem himself a little bit from last year, but playing him half back and at stages on ball is working at the moment, but he's got that flexibility.
What do you make of the high scoring across the competition we seem to be seeing again this weekend?
Oh, look, I can only talk about us at the moment. And you turn the ball over, you pay. So I'm not sure if the scores from stoppages has gone through the roof, but I reckon scores from turnovers, everyone's pretty brave. Well, we are, and so is St Kilda, and so is North Melbourne. And when it doesn't come off, it's hard to defend. So will that correct itself? Probably. I hope it does with us. To score what we did is pleasing, over 100 points 2 weeks in a row, but we need to pull back scores against.
Is it pleasing to know, though, if the competition does trend towards higher scores across the board, you seem to be a team with firepower up forward that could kick winning scores?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. We can score. We know that. Yeah, when we're at our best, we can score heavily, but we want to be good at both. And I'm not really worried about the scores being high or low. I just want to win, obviously, but if the competition has close games, I'm sure the AFL will be just as happy.
Well,
I thought it was the first time they played together. I mean, Hickey pretty much worked on his own, so we probably, as a collective, lost that battle. But both of them scored on the scoreboard, limited time up forward, and maybe as the game got on, they got better.
Just touching back on Yo, his marking seems to be such a weapon. What's changed since last year that has really got him into the game and getting in those situations?
What is he, 21? 22? So you wouldn't call that a late bloomer. So he's, I think what we saw in stages in the last couple of years is how good he can be. He's had two really good games, but he's going to be inconsistent, just like most 22-year-old AFL players. Playing him off half-back's been good for him and good for the team. But, yeah, look, he's a good player. He's trying to be a great player.
Did you come out okay injury-wise?
I think so. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to really get much of a review on it all, but everyone finished the game off, which is normally a good sign.
Do you anticipate McKenzie and Jetta?
I think they'll be both available. Yeah, Eric, we took a cautious approach. Jets was, you know, his form didn't suggest that, you know, having a week off, if he was right, which by the end of the week he was okay. I think he played 70 minutes odd at East Perth. He couldn't have played a full game even if we wanted him to tonight. So those selection decisions will be had this week, but they're not guaranteed the spots. So.
And Tom, how did you assess him coming in?
Oh, once again, his numbers look good, and as an individual, he played well, but I've got to look at what happened as a team. So, but from initial reaction, I think he had a pretty good night.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Adam Simpson there, the coach of the West Coast Eagles, and the press conference.